with the documentary evidence that's been presented in this trial?
Yeah, the scene was pretty incredible to witness. I mean, not only is there the typical media circus that surrounds Donald Trump, but then you also have it in a very, you know, what's supposed to be civilized courtroom. It's very quiet. There are no cameras or recordings allowed. So really, it's just the prosecutor asking Donald Trump, the witness on the stand, these questions. So what we saw a lot yesterday was Trump would often kind of get into these rants, as I mentioned in my piece, and really, it kind of was reminiscent of what he was like at his rallies, where he would really go off a bit off topic on election interference or, you know, crime in New York City, kind of, you know, saying that New York Attorney General Letitia James, you know, who's been attending the trial every day, you know, kind of making the case that she's wasting her time, saying that the case is unfair. And of course, what the prosecutors have been doing with Trump and his adult sons last week is showing these documents where essentially the Trump family signed bank agreements, you know, term agreements with these banks who gave them loans, saying that their financial statements were fair and accurate. So you have a lot of these documents, emails, these, you know, things that are being pulled up in front of Trump. And, you know, he's basically saying that, you know, he kind of relied a lot on this idea of a worthless clause, which is basically that the banks knew not to take, I guess, the Trump Organization for its words when it came to these financial statements. And of course, the judge in his pretrial judgment had written that the worthless cause argument is in itself worthless. So we saw a lot of that yesterday, a lot of Trump basically, you know, doing what he does, except, you know, the only person that really matters in this courtroom is the judge. And he even seemed to kind of, you know, express a lot of frustration toward him.
And Lauren, at the beginning of the trial, Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, testified that Trump had directed him to manipulate financial statements. How does Cohen's testimony fit into the broader context of the trial? And was Trump questioned about that testimony?
Yeah, so Trump wasn't questioned directly on Michael Cohen's testimony, but what Trump was asked, so basically Michael Cohen testified that he, along with two of Trump's top finance executives, there's Alan Weisselberg, who used to be chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, and Jeff McConney, who is the Trump Organization controller. Basically, he would say that, you know, Trump would direct the three of them to essentially increase his net worth on the financial statements. Cohen, you know, basically wasn't necessarily that specific on, you know, the assets that he was asked to increase on the financial statement. But there was briefly a document that was pulled up that he had confirmed that, you know, Trump in handwritten notes had basically instructed them to increase their assets. But Trump wasn't questioned directly on Cohen's testimony. That was a few weeks ago.
We just have 30 seconds, but what do you think is the big takeaway? Trump testified now. He's expected to testify again when the defense presents their case. His daughter Ivanka is going to be testifying. Talk about the significance overall, if you were surprised by anything, Lauren.
Right. Like, I think, you know, what we've been seeing a lot lately is I wrote a piece a few weeks ago that was basically talking about how what we've been seeing is this trial within a trial. We have the trial that's in the courtroom. You know, there's no jury. It's just a judge basically deciding whether Donald Trump would be paying a $250 million fine. But then there's also the trial that he sees as more important, which is in the court of public opinion. We definitely saw that yesterday. We're seeing that last week with Trump's sons when they, you know, were saying that they don't recall, that they, you know, in angry times, they also were very much, you know, kind of going on their own little angry kind of rants. And so, yeah, a lot of what we're seeing is just politics in the courtroom.
Well, we're going to do part two and post online at democracynow.org. Lauren Artani, reporter for The Guardian U.S. Happy belated birthday to John Hamilton and Emily Anderson. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
up in the morning slaving for it, so that every mouth can be fed. Poor Israelites.
Sally Brown, Sally Brown, Sally Brown is a girl.
Bush.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und das was von so. Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und wollten Macht. Man, wer hätte das gedacht, dass es einmal so weit kommt.
Mysterios ist der Dealer, der um Blut und der mit dir. Komm, wer um die und hörst am Gut, weil er ihn in den Tungen, wenn nichts da war, wie der Sommer zu, und er mit dir. Wenn es da was warte, schon gibt's Helga Jod, weil er ihn in den Tungen, wenn nichts da jetzt vergeht, so geht vor, und er mit dir. Von Strand, voller ewigen Tungen.
Thank you. RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
This is Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. This is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This is the Halloween edition of Roots, Radicals, Rockers segment. You're going to hear Vampire by Black Uhuru, Vampire by Peter Tosh, and then the extended version of Ghost Town by The Specials here on A Minute Pause with Sean Watson, WRCT Pittsburgh.